Today is Thursday, December 12th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Ithaca School District has two seats up for election this spring. The seats, currently held by Robert Buescher and Kelly Ferriance, are at-large positions for 3 years beginning Monday, April 28th, 2025, and expiring April 2028. If you are an Ithaca School District resident interested in serving, a campaign registration statement and a declaration of candidacy must be filed no later than 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, January 7th, at the district office. The spring election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. If a primary is necessary, it will be held Tuesday, February 18th. Representative Tony Kurtz of Waniwak has been appointed the Assembly Vice Chair of the Joint Finance Committee by Speaker Robin Voss. The Joint Finance Committee is a statutory 16-member standing committee of the Wisconsin Legislature. The committee's primary responsibility is to serve as the principal legislative committee charged with review of all state appropriations and revenues. Kurtz says he's grateful to serve in the position. He added, quote, "Wisconsin is once again in a strong fiscal position going into the next budget cycle. We've made historic investments in local government, transportation, infrastructure, and workforce housing. The legislature passed three variations of tax cuts that were ultimately vetoed by the governor. I look forward to returning the surplus to the hardworking taxpayers of our great state while ensuring continued investments in special education, first responders, local roads, and rural hospitals." Kurtz has been representing the 50th Assembly District. In November, he was reelected to serve a fourth term in the State Assembly. However, with the new maps, he will now represent the 41st Assembly District. This will also be his third term serving on the Joint Finance Committee. An urgent issue faces farmers when they meet in Wisconsin Dells this weekend. If Congress doesn't pass an extension of the expired farm bill soon, outdated laws go into effect. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden explains.
We really need to make sure that the farm bill is there so that, number one, farmers have protection, but number two, consumers have protection too. And without it, we're both in trouble because people simply won't be able to afford to eat.
Von Ruden says going back to old 1930s laws doesn't work in today's economy. One example, farmers would be paid a set amount, but consumers would pay twice as much as the current price. He believes everyone will be hurt without any movement on the farm bill. A familiar name tapped for key ambassadorship. President-elect Donald Trump has selected Ron Johnson as U.S. ambassador to Mexico. However, it's not the same Ron Johnson who serves as Wisconsin's Republican U.S. senator. Trump said in a statement that his selection for the post was previously U.S. ambassador to El Salvador during his first term and also served in the CIA and the U.S. Army. On the social media platform, ex-Wisconsin's Ron Johnson said, "There are a few of us Ron Johnsons out there, including a former NFL player and a JCPenney CEO." Madison City leaders are walking back on a pilot plan of paid parking at parks. The City Council asked the Parks Department to explore the plan last month with the hopes of rolling it out in 2025. A public pushback at the plan tied up parks employees who were forced to respond to complaints and stifled the planning before it even started. For now, the City Council wants parks workers to explore other ways to generate revenue from the parking lots. A man accused of faking his drowning and traveling to Eastern Europe is back in Wisconsin and facing charges. 45-year-old Ryan Borgward was charged with misdemeanor obstruction in Green Lake County Court. Prior to his Tuesday court appearance, Sheriff Mark Podal wouldn't say what brought Borgward back. Borgward is now free on a signature bond. County officials may seek $40,000 in restitution to cover the cost of a lengthy search of Green Lake, where Borgward faked his drowning while kayaking in August. There's plenty of ways to reduce waste this holiday season. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Waste Reduction Coordinator Jennifer Semrau says you need to take batteries and electronics such as tablets, laptops, computers, and cell phones should never go in curbside recycling bins. Semrau says containers made of steel, aluminum, glass, and plastics 1 and 2, as well as cardboard newspaper magazines, office paper, and other papers can be recycled in your bin. Semrau says string lights shouldn't be recycled as they can damage recycling equipment. A full list of what can and can't be recycled can be found on the DNR's website. If you're planning on gifting a child's bike this holiday, don't forget the safety gear. Dr. Benjamin Orozco with Gunderson Health says helmets and pads are a must. If you're unsure of what size safety gear a child will need, gift a gift card along with the bike or scooter so family members can help pick out the right size for the child. Also, be sure you're not buying gifts with small parts if there are small children in the home. If you're getting a holiday tree this week, be sure you can get it home safely. Brian Ortner with AAA says you should treat it like you would transporting a large appliance. Make sure you have strong rope or ratchet straps with you, an old blanket, some gloves, and of course, the right vehicle helps too. One with a roof rack is ideal. If you need help, consider renting a truck from your local hardware retailer or moving company. December is here, and with it another season of holiday celebrations. Don't cut the party short by driving impaired. It is dangerous, reckless, and never the only option. Wisconsin State Patrol's December Law of the Month brings attention to impaired driving laws and encourages motorists to find safe ways to get to their destinations this holiday season. On average, someone is injured or killed in an impaired driving crash every 2 hours in Wisconsin. In 2023, there were over 7,700 impaired driving crashes that claimed the lives of 186 people in Wisconsin roads. In Wisconsin, drivers are prohibited from operating any vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration of more than 0.08. Under Wisconsin's Not a Drop Law, drivers under age 21 are prohibited from having any detectable amount of alcohol in their system. Drivers may not have any illegal drugs in their system when behind the wheel. Motorists who refuse a blood breath alcohol test will lose their license for at least 1 year and may have their vehicle impounded. The Wisconsin State Patrol is continuing to highlight the danger that impaired driving poses throughout the holiday season with its Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, running from December 13th through January 1st. Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over is an annual holiday partnership with local law enforcement to keep Wisconsin roads safe and free of impaired drivers.